This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, what do you get when you put skiing and horses and cowboys and local tourism together? If you're like me, until you heard this story, you had no idea. If you know of ski-joring, well, then you're a step ahead. Horses with cowboys aboard pull skiers literally down Main Street in many parts of the Mountain West. The name, by the way, comes from the Norwegian word for driving, as in ski driving, ski joring. It has been a wintertime boon to small communities all over the West, but as Caitlin Tan reports now from Wyoming Public Radio, ski joring depends on snow, which isn't always dependable in a warming climate.
All right, folks, here we go. Make a little noise.
Hundreds of people came out over a recent weekend to watch ski joring at the rodeo grounds in Pinedale, a little mountain town in western Wyoming.
Looking good, guys. Looking good. Let's go, buddy. Let's go.
A skier whips around a turn, going at least 30 miles an hour, bracing himself for a huge jump. But he's not going downhill. The course is flat. The skier is pulled by a thick rope attached to a horse barreling down the track, ridden by a cowboy.
Good job, Joe. You got it, buddy. You got it. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Cheer him on, folks. That's a good run.
Local skier Sean Boylan waits for his turn on the course, standing by his pickup in snow pants and cowboy boots, sipping a beer.
Modelo, yeah, helps with the nerves.
The course itself is snowy, but lining it is dirt and sagebrush. Boylan was worried whether the race would even happen for lack of snow.
But at the end of the day, it's kind of just a rowdy time. So if you're skiing through mud, like, oh well. It's all good fun.
A couple weeks ago, event organizer Monty Bolgiano was stressed.
We were starting to sweat it, wondering if we were going to be able to pull it off.
They used a snowplow to scrounge up snow across town.
All 3 inches that were on the ground, and we scraped it all up and were able to make enough to have a course built.
Bolgiano grew up here in Pinedale, watching industries like agriculture and energy wax and wane.
Outside of the little bit of industry that we have here, we are relying on tourism.
So on what otherwise would be a slow winter weekend, the ski-joring competition is a huge draw.
Get hotels filled up and restaurants filled up.
Bolgiano says businesses saw an 80% boost in traffic over the weekend, which all would have been lost if they hadn't been able to pull off the event. The conundrum of holding ski-joring on a low snow year has rippled across the West. Normally, there are a couple dozen races, but some were called off this year. One in Montana and several in Wyoming had to be canceled.
There was no snow, and it was 55, 60 degrees a week before the event.
Sean Parker heads up travel and tourism in Sheridan, Wyoming, 6 hours away. He says the rural community is known for this winter sport that's a marriage of cowboying and skiing.
It's a big deal. I mean, you go from nothing to something, and any positive economic stimulus helps.
Parker says the town sees more people in one day than in all of February. It means millions of dollars to the local economy. So they tried to make up for it by holding concerts and a hockey tournament, but it wasn't the same.
We need ski-joring to see the really big positive impacts.
Parker says if these kinds of winters continue, they'll need to move the ski-joring event out of town and into the mountains where there's more snow. Back in Pinedale, John Hyde is saddling up his horse, Perry, in the parking lot. He sports a handlebar mustache and leather chaps and says he lives and breathes ski-joring.
You get old, you retire from rodeos, have horses, may as well use them.
Hyde points to his horse trailer, which is divided into living quarters for him and space for his horse.
And this now is our home on the road.
He likes to win, and there's often hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in prize money. Before Hyde and Perry, his horse, head to the starting line, he shares his hot tip for winning.
I guess just go like hell.
There are ski-joring events scheduled across the Rocky Mountain West through March, but all the competitors, visitors, and money that comes with the sport is dependent on snow. In Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.